The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
Jim the Birdman has quickly become one of our favorite people here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show because he's such a fascinating person. I mean, everything about the way that he talks, I find captivating. Mm-hmm. We first met him, he was standing outside of a grocery store, and he was a paid protester for a union shop that wasn't getting what they wanted. The grocery store has since closed down. But what really drew Ian to this man is that he was surrounded by pigeons. And there's a Burger King as well in the same area as this grocery store. And so he would go inside of this Burger King on a daily basis and get fries and other food and feed the pigeons. And he became friends with the pigeons.
Oh, yes. Just like other animals, cats, dogs, I subscribe to the idea that if animals like you, then you're a good person.
He's like Dr. Doolittle.
He has taken things a step further than just the animals liking him, though. He has become very close with some of these pigeons. He gave mouth-to-mouth to one of the pigeons. He buries pigeons that don't make it. He talks to the pigeons, and he believes maybe that they talk back to him to some degree.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Like, for example, he has a new one named Ziggy.
Yeah.
That has two different colored eyes. It has a gold eye, and I think he said a blue eye. I don't think anything can have gold eyes, but still, he has that attraction to the pigeons. Now,
who are we to argue?
Exactly. Now, Jim is also a very articulate and very intelligent man. I can tell he did a lot of reading back in the day. I can also tell he was kind of hippie back in the day, too, so he might have indulged in some substances. But with that intelligence comes a wide array of quotes and sayings. So I've taken to asking Jim advice on certain subjects. Like, for example, I asked him about the Tesla Elon Musk settlement that they just settled with the U.S. government for $40 million over those unsubstantiated tweets that Elon put out about taking Tesla private at $4, at $420, I believe
because
is what he said.
It's not just you being curious or us being curious what Jim the Birdman would have to say. I'm sure that Elon Musk is glued to his radio this morning, listening to this very broadcast, waiting for the sage advice of Jim the Birdman. Without further ado.
So Elon Musk, the Tesla guy.
Okay.
Boring company. He's the one trying to dig all the tunnels. He just recently settled a lawsuit with the United States government for $40 million over unsubstantiated tweets. How do you feel about saying stuff off the cuff, Jim?
You know what? I love old-timey country music like I love everything else. Mm-hmm. Everything from Mozart to Metallica, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what? George Jones, the great country composer, writer, singer, said something a long, long time ago. And I agree with him. He said, you be careful what you record because it'll come back to haunt you. And I think that's probably the best way to put it. And, you know, there was another guy that's complete opposite end of the spectrum, Abbie Hoffman, the 60s radical, the anarchist. He said, never say anything in a letter that you wouldn't want to read in a newspaper or see on a search warrant. Well, my dad had another good one. One more from my dad. My dad, whenever I would say something stupid, he would say, I'm going down to the store. I'm going to get you a can of mint-flavored shoe polish. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, so at least the next time you stick your foot in your mouth, it'll taste good. So that's basically my opinion. Be careful what you say, because it will come back and bite you right there on your Levi's tag, okay?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.